Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Hey, happy weekend to you. Frank Rush along with you again for another weekend of Focus on Community. And by the way, don't forget, if you ever missed part of today's program, you want to repeat, want to hear something back, don't think you caught something just right, we've always got it posted for you as a podcast on our website. You can go back and get it anytime you'd like. Joining us this weekend, Abby Desboro from the United Way of the Wabash Valley. She's their marketing guru over there. Abby, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You guys have something really cool going on. School time, however we're going to do it, one way or another. We're all heading back to school here within the next couple of weeks, and United Way has got something going on that's really special to try to make sure that all the kids are well-equipped and ready to head back.
Yeah, so we've done a Stuff the Bus event for many years. We've partnered with local school corporations. But this year, everything, as we all know, is a little different. So we're actually going to be stuffing a virtual bus instead of a real school bus. So we're taking this online and allowing people to go to our website, pick which school corporation you want to donate to, and order off of a wish list, and the supplies will get sent directly to the schools.
And when we say the, you know, the pick your school corporation, you guys have a lot of them, are you like 8 or 9, something like that? It's like Vigo and all the surrounding counties?
Yep. So United Way of the Wabash Valley actually serves 6 counties here in Indiana and Illinois. Of our counties, we have 6 participating school districts this year.
Oh, okay. All right. And that includes Vermilion, Sullivan, Clay, Park, and what am I missing?
Vigo.
Vigo? Oh, yeah, that one. And so how does this work? Okay, we're calling it a virtual. So what, you want people to send you gift certificates? They want to go out and buy and send it to you, or do they do this online? How's this working?
Yep. So you can go to our website at uwwv.org. /school, and that will take you to a landing page, and from there you can pick your school district, and once you do that, it'll take you to Amazon, and from there we've listed items that the schools have requested that they need for their students when they come back. You can fill your cart, hit order, and easy peasy. And if you would rather, instead of shopping, you're like, I don't want to spend the time doing shopping, we have a donation form down there that you can donate directly, and we'll do the shopping for you and get the supplies to the schools.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And then so once you do your online shopping, then they take care of actually getting it to the school, so you don't have to do anything. You can sit there in your pajamas and do this, right?
Exactly. Yep. And the school corporation actually distributes those to the kids that are most in need when they get back to school. You know, we want to make sure that kids are ready to learn, again, however they end up learning this year. You know, we don't want the fact that they don't have scissors or crowns or things like that to hold them back. And we know that there's going to be a lot of extra pressure on parents going back to school. So let's take that off of them and the teachers, and let's prepare them right.
Want to let folks know, too, that you can go to the United Way's website. You can also go to this station's website, look under our local news section, just scan through there or do a quick search for Stuff the Bus, and you will find a news story that has the web links and everything right there in that story, so that way you can do this as easy as could be. When we talk about school supplies, what are they looking for this year? You're just your typical pencil, paper, crayons, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have our typical stuff, you know, pens, papers, crowns, erasers, but then we also have things like face masks. We have things like hand sanitizer, you know, some things that you typically wouldn't think of back to school as being, but it's the times, and so we're making sure that the classrooms are ready.
Stuff the Bus has been going on for how many years now? Do you remember? I know, I think
over,
it started before you.
10.
Yeah, it started before
over
you,
10.
Didn't it? And you guys usually make a pretty good haul every year for this. The community does really get behind this.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we're usually out there and in people's faces, and we're able to thank them. And so we're just hoping that the community can support us in a different way this year, and still, you know, get the stuff to the kids that really need it.
Yeah, and because, too, since kids are going to be doing some school in the school, sometimes maybe at home, sometimes getting supplies to cover them in all these different places, too, is probably going to be a little bit of a burden for a lot of parents. And also, too, since some of the kids, you know, are spending less time at school, maybe more time at home or in other situations, that can add expenses to the parents, which makes it hard for them to be able to afford all these supplies, right?
Exactly. We all know with COVID and everything that's going on, you know, maybe there's hardships on the family. People could be out of work. And again, we just want to relieve that pressure for people.
You guys are doing a lot with United Way, too, as far as the whole pandemic, because you've had the emergency relief fund that's out there, and you guys have been really, you're like a bank. You've been handing out money to left and right to all kinds of different organizations that have really been helping out through this whole thing.
Yeah, we've partnered with the Wabash Valley Community Foundation, and together we kind of hit the ground running in March when everything kind of started taking over, and we knew that the need was going to just get greater and greater. So we've actually handed over $500,000 to community organizations that are providing direct relief to people, keeping our organizations going. You know, people aren't getting the donations that they need. So, and we also have to put a big thank you out to the Lilly Foundation. They're supporting us immensely in our community, too.
Well, we talk about the fact that a lot of nonprofits, like yourself, have you seen a little bit of a dip in I mean, I know you've got Lilly Foundation stuff, but have you guys seen a drop in your contributions, too, because of this?
I would say right at the beginning of the, in March, we saw a lot of people, you know, step up in our community and want to help their neighbors. So we had a lot of donations to really get that fund going. So I hope to see that continue into our fall campaign because our other problems in our community aren't going to go away. We're still going to have people that are hungry. We're still going to have people that need a good education. So we're hoping that, you know, the donations still come in to support our community organizations that really need it.
Yeah, the pandemic really, it didn't take the place of something else.
I'm glad
you pointed that out, because it's like we still have all the same problems we had the day before the pandemic kicked in, and now we just added this huge, huge deal on top of it.
Yes. Yeah, it's bringing to light a lot more problems. So it's just coming up with different ways to address those problems and being cognizant of helping everyone in their time of need.
And when we talk about the emergency relief fund, it's not just been where you've handed out, just like we said, maybe to a soup kitchen or something like that, or maybe to kids for school supplies or something. I mean, you've had all kinds of organizations that you guys have helped out throughout the community as far as different problems and stuff. And it's kind of neat to see just how wide the money's been spread.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, we've helped expand food pantries that needed expansion because they have more need. But we've also been able to hand out STEM packets through the museum to kids that were learning at home, you know, keeping some of our treasures like the SWOPE, being able to kind of be a gap for them to keep their operations going. It's a little bit of everything, from those that are hungry to keeping other organizations going in our community.
Now, of course, as we talk about this, you guys just don't print the money. It has to come from somewhere.
No.
Yeah. And with you handing out this much cash, obviously your bank balance is going down, whether you get a Lilly grant or not. But if folks who are maybe a little bit better off and are not feeling the pinch quite so bad would like to do what they can to help you out as you help other people throughout the Wabash Valley, how do they go about helping you out?
Yeah, we are taking donations, and it's up to the donor if they want to donate to the COVID fund and kind of help. We're doing some long-term planning. We have some bigger grants coming down the pipeline for that to kind of see, like we said, this is going to be a long-term recovery. It's not just going to go away. They can donate to our COVID fund. And if they want to donate directly to the United Way for the things that we are doing, financial management, you know, education, health in our community, because those problems are still here, they can donate on our website as well. So if you go to uwwv.org, you can find different ways to donate.
You, of course, can Google the United Way of the Wabash Valley. And as we mentioned before, if you find the Stuff the Bus story under the local news section of our station's website, you'll find web links on there that will take you to Stuff the Bus, but also to the United Way's website as well. You guys have some other things that are coming up here in the not-too-distant future, right?
Yeah, so fall is always our time for our big fundraisers. And again, with what's going on, we're kind of trying to come up with different ways to do things. So in Brazil, we always have an event called Power of the Community, and that goes to help our Success by Six early childhood education initiative provide programming in Clay County. So we're taking that event virtual as well, and we're going to do a virtual silent auction. So that'll come up in mid-September. We're in talks to do other kind of events like that. So Everything's just kind of coming together.
That's good. Now, one of the things that I mentioned that you brought up there is that you're taking another event virtual. Stuff the Bus is virtual this year. And this is something that I know that you have dealt with, as well as a lot of other non-for-profits. All of a sudden, we're not having an event in the park or on a street corner or under a tent somewhere in a parking lot. Now, all of a sudden, you're really having to make sure that your social media and your websites and everything are really up to snuff and expanding in order to handle this new virtual world that we're all now kind of functioning in. And that's something I know you guys have been working real hard on.
Yeah, making sure the right information is out there for people that want to get involved and making sure that they understand what we do and, you know, just staying connected in a different way. I mean, how many Zoom meetings have I been on? Way too many to count.
Yeah. You know, you got a little bit too much screen time there, don't you?
Yes.
I know that you guys do have a really good website, and if folks have not seen it yet, drop by. Again, Stuff the Bus, it's going on. Well, how long is this? I mean, is there a deadline to this? I know school's going to start here soon, but is there a deadline?
So we're looking through the August 7th. If we could get donations before then, that way we can get everything turned around into the students.
All right. And of course, all you have to do, again, there's links on your website. We've got links on our website to take you to your website. And you can basically go to Amazon and do your shopping there, right?
Yep.
And then,
exactly.
Of course, when you shop, you pick the school that you want. And then the supplies that you buy will actually go to that school system. So you can kind of pick and choose just where you want what you buy goes to. And didn't you say you guys have a list, too, of what they can shop for, right?
Yep, we have a list already up there for you to make it easier for you.
All right. Stuff the Bus, the United Way of the Wabash Valley. Abby Desbora, listen to me try to say that, is the one who's in charge of marketing for the United Way. And again, head to our website or go to the United Way's website, and you can help Stuff the Bus to make sure the kids are heading back to school and they've got all the supplies that you need. And again, if you need to hear a repeat of anything that we covered, be sure to drop by our website. We've got a podcast for you there of this weekend's Focus on Community. That's it for this weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.